As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it. You got to pump it. Just pump it. Pump That Septic. Well, if you can't stand on your leg for 10 seconds, you might die within 10 years. Hey, coming in, huh? Here's a safe, simple health test for older adults. Try to stand on one leg for 10 seconds. If you can't do it, no worries. You might die within a decade. That's it. You're dead.
What is this study? It's a stupid study.
Well, let me tell you here. Let me tell you here. Researchers in Brazil just published the results of a study that found the adults between age of 51 and 75 who can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without any additional support are twice as likely to die within 10 years.
What?
Now, there's no direct connection between balance and one particular disease, although generally those who failed were in poorer health. Many were obese, had heart disease, high blood pressure, so that might have contributed to the higher
death rate.
Dude,
have you ever had to do a sobriety test?
No, actually, I never have, because I'm not a piece of trash, Hunter.
I got pulled over one time and had to go through the full thing, right?
Yeah.
Sober. You know, I was just waiting for the breathalyzer. Like, come on, just bring it on. Here we go. But I had to do the full thing. Dude, standing on one leg, even stone cold sober, I was still like, whoa, hang on, let me try it again.
Yeah.
And dude, walking heel to toe, stone cold sober, it's not easy. I don't think it is. Maybe I just don't have good balance.
That whole time you were talking, I was standing on one leg. I am rock solid, buddy.
Stood on one leg that whole time.
I am the picture perfect male specimen right here. Perfect.
Are you mad?
Perfect. Right there.
It's easy to stand on one stumpy leg. If I had stumpy legs like you, too.
Oh, because you're taller, the breeze blows you easier?
Yeah, it's simple science.
No, it's easy for you because your legs stick right into the ground, your little beanpole legs. That's what it is.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's
yeah, what you got? What you got, buddy boy, huh? I'm going to take this stubby leg. I'm going to shove it right up. Anyway.
If you can reach.
You son of a bitch. I can't even be mad about that. I can't even be mad about that one. So maybe give yourself a little health test and see if you can stand on one leg. If you can, you're all right. You're all right. Okay. If not,
give me the breathalyzer and get me out of here. I can't do any of this stuff. I can't even follow the flashlight.
Say the ABCs backwards. Man, I can't do that sober when I knew the ABCs. So, yeah.
Interesting, though.
Again, if you can't, you're dead. You're dead. Now, this was part of the prep I needed that I forgot to do. So just give me 1 second. And then we'll get to this story. So just 1 second. Ed. Hold on. Where's it at? Bed. Here we go. That's what I needed right there. Okay. All right. Don't worry about it. It's for the story. Okay. It's for the story.
What?
Sorry to break it to you, but moaning is no indication of how satisfied a woman is. Wait, I got to do it now. I got to do it. All right.
That is really creaking, dude.
It works perfectly for the story. So again, fellas, sorry to break it to you, but moaning is no indication of how satisfied a woman is.
It is kind of.
All right. So good.
Hi-ya. It is kind of a weird thing, you know, like.
Hi-ya. Scientists at the
University. Dying back there?
What are you okay? I feel like you're in pain. Scientists at the University of Ottawa in Canada set out to measure the female orgasm for the first time and found that any sounds she makes are totally voluntary and not a sign of whether it was totally amazing or
I think
it fell
I get
flat.
That job. I want that. We're studying female orgasms.
It's for research.
It's for research.
The researchers came away with a new definition for what a woman experiences, calling it pleasurable satisfaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, question for you. Does your wife make a lot of hooting and hollering there?
Hi.
Nope. She stares me dead in the eyes. just with a sad look on her face. This is sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's a song that's playing for
I've
sure.
I've come to talk to you again. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I am some Don Juan, some sexual dynamo. I've had a few decent moans in my day from the ladies. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think it's all right. Every once in a while, I'll get kiki
you
to.
Your mom definitely doesn't fake it. That's
you
for sure.
Mother, I swear to God, you son of a.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, take it like your mom takes it. Yeah, how about that? How about that? I will also say, though, ladies, and look, we appreciate when you get real hoorah-rah and you really, know? But there also is a point where I'm like, all right, you're overdoing it a little bit, okay? Like, it's, I know it's not that good.
Going on
all right, yeah. you're overacting just a bit, all right? If you're trying to shatter the neighbor's windows, I don't need that, okay? Yeah. I appreciate it, but, you know.
She's no Grammy winner over here.
Right? Why don't you just tone it down a little bit? I know what I'm bringing to the table, and we'll just go with it.
And it's not much.
It's enough. It's okay. It's worth a few oohs and ahs, like the start of the fireworks, but it's not the finale. It's not
just
the finale.
Just a little peep makes me happy.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, did some.
And of course, I can't end this break without embarrassing Kiki a little bit. So I'm gonna go to my soundboard.
Jesus.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, Brock.
That's it. That's usually what I get right there. That's usually what I get, and then we're done.
Oh, was she like cutting a commercial or something? What kind of a commercial was she cutting?
If you don't know, lovely Kiki was helping out with a commercial not terribly long ago, and this is what she did. I did some editing. And then this is for another one.
Oh, Brock.
And so I said, I'm keeping those. That is going to be used. Actually, whenever we do it at home, I just bring out a tape player and I put those on.
You got a yak back with you?
Yeah, I got my talk boy. I got my talk boy out. Oh yeah, I'm giving it to you, aren't I? Oh yeah.
Hold on,
I gotta rewind the tape. I gotta rewind the tape. All right, now here we go. Oh yeah, here it comes. Anyway, so there you go. Doing a little moaning. All right, anyway. It's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.